On the show today, we have Crow Horwath, Timothy Reimink talking about their 2017 Bank Compensation and Benefits Survey.
NAFQ Services offers a peer-vetted portfolio of trusted providers. Our preferred partners are your proven partners. Their support enables NAFQ to be the most powerful advocate for credit unions. NAFQ Services, supporting credit union success for over 40 years.
Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have Mr. Timothy Reimink from Crow and Horwath talking to us about Banking Compensation and Benefits Survey. How are you, Tim?
Good, Mike. Good to be here with you today.
Good. I'm glad you were able to carve a few minutes out of your day to talk to us about this survey that's probably got everybody on pins and needles these days. So can you give us a quick summary of your survey's findings, just a kind of a quick overview before we dive in a little bit deeper?
Sure. This is the 36th year that we've done a compensation survey for financial institutions. We had 375 banks participate this year.
Wow.
Salary and bonus information on about 265 different job positions, as well as information on benefits and other things like that.
Mm-hmm. Very cool. So what
it's similar to what we've seen in recent years.
Okay.
I think we've got some good trend information.
No big changes. What were the couple of the top findings that you discovered?
Well, employee turnover continues to be high. It's increased significantly since the recession, but the last couple of years, non-exempt employee turnover has been about 19%. Officer turnover is about 7%, and those are the highest levels we've seen in probably 15 years that we've been doing the turnover surveys.
Just kind of off topic here, what's the reasoning for that, do you think? Did you guys dive that deep into it?
I think part of it's an indication of how good the labor market is right now.
Sure.
People can find other jobs, other places, and maybe get paid more than a bank teller gets typically paid. So I think it's mostly that is what's causing it.
Okay. Were there any surprises? I'm sorry to interrupt you. I apologize for interrupting.
No, I was going to say in response, what we've also seen is the percentage of banks that indicate that they're consciously paying more than market has gone up.
Mm-hmm.
It's about 25% of banks in the last couple of years have indicated that they consciously are paying more than 10% above market.
Wow.
As part of their strategy.
Okay. To kind of keep those people there, I guess. That would be one strategy.
Keep the people that they want to keep, yes.
Okay. Were there any surprises? Did anything surprise you in your findings? Like, oh my gosh, can't believe that, type of thing? Or is it all status quo?
Things oftentimes don't change much from year to year. But what surprised me is that in the last couple of years, particularly this year as well, the percentage salary increases for low performers has gone up.
Mm-hmm.
Typically for years, it was less than 1% would be the salary increase for people that were rated as below average performers.
Mm-hmm.
And this year it increased to almost 2%. Of course, the salary increases for performers and above average performers increased and likewise. So the differentials have stayed in the same, but it's surprising that people are paying their low performers larger raises than they had been.
Yeah. Guess they want.
I think it goes back to they're trying to keep the people they have.
Right. Right.
And it may also indicate that the industry's doing better, they're making money, they think inflation's going up, so they need to raise pay because of that as well.
Yeah, understandably. So what do these findings tell you about where the industry is headed today? And then maybe even kind of divulge into how it's going to kind of carry over into 2018.
Yeah. It tells me that the industry's healthy.
That's good.
It's growing. Over half of the banks that we surveyed indicated that they plan to increase their staffing levels over the next year.
Wow.
And so it tells me that the industry is healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Talent is a challenge. The turnover is one thing.
Yeah.
The fact that banks are planning to increase staff tells me that finding good talent is going to be important to them.
Mm-hmm.
And we also noted that there's not as many banks doing succession planning as we would have thought. and not as many banks doing recruitment of new directors as we would have thought. So I think all of that tells us that the industry is healthy, but talent is an issue.
Yeah. Well, we got to up the ante in that area. Now, what does the succession planning, what does that finding tell you? The upper tier, the upper echelon of the executive suite are kind of staying put, and then they're not going to go anywhere anytime soon, or?
Well, I don't know. They're getting their baby boomers primarily, which means they're heading towards retirement, exactly. Which causes me some concern.
Yeah.
A third of the banks indicated that they don't have any succession plans in place for their CEO. Two-thirds of the banks indicated that they don't have a recruitment effort for directors of a board of director members.
Yeah.
And so you have this whole cohort of executive level people that are baby boomers heading towards retirement. And I'm unsure whether the industry as a whole is fully prepared for that.
Yeah. I mean, that could be a kind of a daunting circumstance if you're kind of left unprepared in that area.
Right.
Leadership is kind of important.
Yes, it is.
All righty. Well, to wrap up here, where can folks find out more of this information? This is great stuff here.
They can go to www.crowhorwath.com/compsurvey.
Okay.
See a copy of the report.
Right on. And we will put that that information in the show notes so people can get right to it and check it out and give you guys a shout if they have any more further questions. So very cool. Tim, thank you very much. This has been cool.
Well, Mike, thank you.
You're welcome.
NAFQ Services offers a peer-vetted portfolio of trusted providers. Our preferred partners are your proven partners. Their support enables NAFQ to be the most powerful advocate for credit unions. NAFQ Services, supporting credit union success for over 40 years.